The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. This is Scrapponomics, and I'm your host, Michael Bass, with Friedland Industries. Let's get started.
Whenever you find yourself on the side of the majority, it is time to pause and reflect. Mark Twain. I spoke recently with a fellow business friend about issues in various industries and how to deal with things like perception and misconceptions. We both agreed that often the popular view of the public for whatever topic, while with good heart and good intention, of course, can contrast greatly with what that industry has experienced. Unfortunately, this can cause a huge divide. The public may begin to think that industry, focusing on profit, does so by sacrificing ethics. Industry may begin to think that, despite it trying to do good every day, the public just doesn't get it, so it further isolates itself from showing the public the good things that it does and why. For us, I think one notable contrast would be between what's known as the green movement and the for-profit scrap recycling industry. Some people within the green movement may feel that focusing on profit to recycle is to do so at the expense of the environment. The scrap recycling industry, through the experience of processing materials for recycling and having to do so cost-effectively, knows it's the economic value of these materials as commodities that allows them to be recyclable in the first place. As a result, many in our industry feel that the economy and the environment can work in harmony. I think the thing that sets Friedland apart in our involvement on committees and meetings regarding recycling is that we're not shy. You can count on us giving our opinion, whether it's on the side of the majority or not. After all, good governance often comes from multiple opinions. Whether you represent industry or the public, make yours known.
Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scrapponomics, Understanding the Fundamental Economics of Recycling. To learn more, go to recyclelansing.com.